They had been removed from familiar surroundings. They had been taken out of their land, and they now had no access to the temple to worship. Here they are in distress and discouragement, despair. And the Bible said that they hung their harps up, not planning to sing anymore. They said, we don't have anything to sing about. But then he said, those that had captured us and those that had carried us away and wasted us demanded that we sing. And so the question then is asked in verse 4, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? You know, I can't help but think we, in the time in which we're living this year, many, many people have said, you know, never been a year like it, and just so unusual and everything's going on. You know, I'm afraid a lot of times God's people get discouraged, okay? And now we haven't been captured. We haven't been taken away, you know, from a surrounding. But we've got a lot of people that would love to be in church tonight, but a little bit careful, a little bit fearful, if you will, of coming. And because of the virus that's out there on the loose, you know. And now we live in a time, even in our own land, where there used to be encouragement into the those who believe the Bible and those who live the Christian life. Now the truth of the matter is there's a lot of opposition to us, all right? The mayors of city, governors, city councils in a lot of cities and states, and even the Supreme Court have given rulings that threaten our freedom a little bit. And on top of that, maybe I should say, we face the, you know, here the oppressive results of the coronavirus. We see the upheaval in our land of the protesters, the anarchists, and all across the land, those who would like to tear down, those who would like to destroy. And I don't know about you. I don't guess that discourages me. That just makes me mad, you know. I say, boy, somebody needs to get a hold of them people by the scruff of the neck and shake them real good, you know. But, hey, we might want to ask, though, how in the world can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Hey, preacher, how can we stay, you know, upbeat? How can we stay excited? How can we stay enthusiastic? Well, I want to talk to you about that. How shall we sing? How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Number one, carefully. Carefully. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, much of what passes today for singing the Lord's song doesn't really stand up to very close scrutiny, you know. There's a lot of racket. There's a lot of commotion. But I'm not convinced it's the Lord's song, you know. I saw something last night on the internet, and I thought, well, I'm going to look a little further into this, and that's supposed to be Christian music. And unfortunately, it was what I thought it was, and I thought, oh, my soul. You know, that's what's passing now for singing the Lord's song. We get to it, and, you know, that kind of stuff, I'm a believer there's no such thing as Christian rock, all right? Those two terms don't go together. That just doesn't happen. But on the other hand, we have in a lot of places what I call feel-good music with no depth. No depth to it, no real message, nothing to really challenge and encourage the heart of the believer, you know. It's just not there, all right? It's just not there. Very shallow stuff. And so I think when we're going to sing the Lord's song in this day, we need to do it carefully. We need to be careful that our singing is scriptural with a biblical message for everybody that might hear it. I would hope that anybody that would tune in to and listen to our services on YouTube, I would hope the singing would speak to them, all right? I would hope the singing would speak to them. You say, preacher, why do we still use that old song book? Why do we still sing out of that? Because of the message of those songs, all right? They've got a message to them. Man, you read those words and you think about them, and hey, we are marching to Zion. We are. We're headed that way, all right? And I do agree with that verse, and that those refuse to sing who never knew our God. Hey, but children of the heavenly King, boy, that's us. Hey, I would think and hope that anybody that would listen in and would watch would think, boy, be stirred by the singing of God's people. This morning, boy, the singing was spectacular, all right? It was just really, really good. And the singing by the congregation. Hey, we're to be careful. If we're going to sing the Lord's song, how you do it? Carefully. But not only that, I think we're to do it willingly. Hey, we often like to feel sorry for ourselves. You ever run your own pity party? Yes, when you run your own pity party, it's a good thing. You don't have to invite anybody else. You can throw the whole thing and enjoy the whole thing all by yourself, you know. There you are in the midst of everything. Woe is me, and I've just got all kinds of problems. And, boy, oftentimes it's easy for us to feel sorry for ourselves in our circumstances. Somebody made the statement one time, well, how you doing? They said, well, under the circumstances, okay. Well, get out from under them, all right? That we're not supposed to be under the circumstances. That's not where we're to live, all right? I think about it when I say we ought to be willing to sing that song in a strange land. You say, why? Well, I think about the example of the Apostle Paul. Here he is, man. Everywhere he went, he was welcomed with a committee that said, hey, we'll show you the inside of the jail, all right? And they're just all constantly that way. And so many times you read that that's what happened to him. He's threatened. He's taken to jail, he's beaten, he's stoned. But boy, we read that tremendous account of how at midnight he and Paul and Silas were together there in the jail, in the stocks. They had been beaten, but they were singing. Oh, why? Because they were willing to put it up, all right? Man, we can't even sing because, well, you know, I mean, preacher, it just looks really bad, you know. Oh, man, come on. We're to be willing to sing that song. God's people are to be a singing people. Hey, we're the folks that have something to sing about. We're the ones. The world has nothing to sing about. World songs, if you ever listened to them, you would think, my soul, no wonder the people are having problems. Look what they're singing, you know. Look what's going on. Every song is just downhill, you know, and it's oppressive. And you know, the hip-hop music, the rap music, if the words are not bad enough, the whole demeanor of the thing, you know, boom, boom, and it just wear you out, you know. But we've got something to sing about. We've got something to sing. We ought to be willing to do it. We're to be like Paul and Silas said, well, preacher, it looks dark. That's all right. Sing a little bit. All right? Just sing a little bit. We ought to be willing to sing if the sun's not shining. Bless God, it's shining somewhere. Somewhere it's shining. We ought to be willing to do it. We ought to be willing to give that to it. Hey, man, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? We'll do it carefully, but we'll do it willingly. To be willing to sing. You know, we ought to come to the house of God. We shouldn't have Brother Marion have to pump us to get us to sing. We shouldn't have to. We ought to be willing to sing. We ought to just be willing to sing. Just get it going. I'm reminded of going to youth camp. Many times at youth camp, first day or two of camp, singing's pitiful. But the more kids get right with God, the better the singing gets. I'm not kidding you. You've never experienced it. You ought to go to experience that. First day or two, singing's pitiful, you know. Just pitiful. But after more and more get right with God, singing gets better. By the end of the week, it's shouting time, all right? I mean, it's having a good old time. Why, we're willing to sing. Hey, we ought to be willing to do that. We ought to be willing to let her rip, all right? Hey, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Could I just say this? We'll do it faithfully. Faithfully. Just be faithful. Our song, I've said, should not depend on the circumstances. Hey, our spirits should not depend on the circumstances. All right? Our level of spirituality shouldn't depend on the circumstances outside and around us. We're not to get those things get us down. Can I just remind you, God's been faithful to us. God's been faithful. The Bible said He'll never leave us and never forsake us. You know what I've found out in 66 years of life? He'll never leave us or forsake us. He just doesn't do it, all right? He doesn't leave us. So that means he's with us in the troubles. You going through those troubles? He's with you. Having some trials? All right, he's with you. Those problems, those perplexities you're enduring, it's all right, he's with you. You're not alone in them, all right? The disappointment, the discouragement that comes your way, hang in there, he's with you. He's with you. You don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to give up. You don't have to decide, well, hey, how can I say? Because the Lord's with it. He's been faithful. We need to be faithful, all right? If he's faithful to us, we need to be faithful in singing to him and singing about him and about the victory that he gives us in this life. Take your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, would you? Hey, we just need to be faithful in doing, all right, back for him for what he's done for us. You say, but I'm having some troubles. We're having a little persecution. Hey, I believe this. I believe the longer the Lord tarries his coming, the more trouble there'll be for the church of God. I believe that. But look at verse 17 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Notice what the Bible says. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Oh, mercy. Hey, this light affliction, you said, don't seem light to me. Oh, but it is. You got to get a better perspective. In the overall scheme of things, it's just a light affliction. And you say, well, it's not for a moment. It's been going on. Wait a minute. Let's look at it in eternity. Just for a moment. This light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us, the Bible said, a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Oh, man, what a promise. What a promise. You say, how shall we sing the Lord's song? Faithfully. Faithfully. Lord, just be faithful to do what God, he's blessed us. He's blessed us. He's, well, I'm not very happy. Well, sing until you get happy, all right? Sing until you get happy. I did. I heard a song the other day, and I'd love to have a copy of it. And that's basically the theme of that song. I'll sing until I get happy. I'll just sing until I get happy. Hey, man, that's the way we ought to look at it. You ever picked yourself up singing? If you haven't, you ought to try it sometime. Try it sometime. Now, you ain't going to do it singing All My Exes Live in Texas, all right? That ain't going to pick you up, okay? And you say, preacher, that is an old song. I know it, but that's the only one I can call to mind nowadays because I don't listen to that garbage, all right? So I can't think of anything halfway current out there that I could even come up with. The other ones I know are a lot, you know, older. So you don't lift yourself up with those things. I could say you lift yourself up thing and thank God and Greyhound she's gone. No, you can't lift yourself that way. Now, man, if you'd learn some of the great songs of Zion, oh, if you'd get a hold of them. If you don't have them, man, we give you a sheet every week. Take it home, all right? Take it home when things aren't going good, okay? When things are suffering, you're having a time, sing yourself until you get happy, all right? Just sing until you get happy. I've tried to encourage you. When we have somebody here that sings and's got some good music, I've tried to encourage you, buy that, listen to that. That's something that'll help you, all right? That is something that will help you. And if you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, then listen to something that'll be a blessing to you, all right? I just don't know how many times I can get by myself and start listening to some good gospel music. Man, before long, I'm having a time, all right? Just enjoying the goodness of God. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? It is a strange land today. How are we going to do it? Well, we can do it carefully. We can do it willingly. We can do it faithfully. But that's not all. You got your Bible there in 2 Corinthians. Go a little further to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, would you? Boy, I like this verse. Colossians chapter 3. Turn over there to verse 23. Colossians chapter 3, would you look at verse 23? Notice what the Bible says, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto me. He said, okay, what are you saying here? I'm saying this. If you're going to sing the Lord's song in strength, do it exuberantly. Put yourself into it, all right? Just put yourself into it. I've said, Brother Marion, he gets up here every week, and nearly every service he tries to exhort us to sing and sing out, you know. And some people act like the only song we ought to ever sing is Whisper a Prayer in the Morning. All right? Because, I mean, you know, we just need it to be calm. The Lord is in the holy tabernacle, temple. Let us keep earth, let all the earth keep silent before him. No. No, that's not it. We ought to sing. We ought to sing. It ought to be exuberant. Exuberant. There's a song that says, singing I go along life's road, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Singing I go along life's road, for Jesus has lifted my load. Now, how do you sing that? Singing I go along life's road, praising the Lord. No, you can't sing it like that. That's like kids singing. If the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on attack in that kind of vein. You know, if the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on attack. Ouch. No, we put it in there, all right? Exuberantly. Let it go. Get excited about it. Hey, listen. Hey, folks, can I say this to you? I'm talking about something that's a witness and testimony of people around you. I'm not talking about let's get together in church and do it this way or just do this in your home. I'm talking about outside in this old world. This world needs to see some God's people that are thrilled with what God has done for them, and they're not under the conditions of this old world. We're not oppressed. We're not depressed, you know, and we'd like to impress them with that fact. Go for it, all right? Go for it. Hey, exuberantly. Get after it, man. Just get after it. I've always enjoyed watching people sing that get after it. That's why I like to see kids sing, boy. Sometimes you get kids, they get it going, man. They rear back. It doesn't matter what the tune is. The tune's only secondary, all right? That's just a secondary thing. Let's, you know, be exuberant about it. It doesn't bother me if you sing a little bit off key. I'm not worried about that. I'm just serious. I can be. It doesn't bother me. I've said it to you before. Don't worry about that. Nobody's coming around grading your singing. Man, that's an F. D minus at best. You know, no, nobody's coming around grading it. Nobody's coming around doing that. We're singing. We said, oh, preacher, things are hard, man. Things are hard. We've got people rioting in the streets, and they're burning down buildings and knocking over statues. And we get out and have to wear a mask everywhere. Somebody's going to breathe the coronavirus on us, and I don't know what else to do. Look, hey, sing the Lord's song, man. We live in a strange land. Yep, that's all right. That's all right. We still ought to exuberantly let people know we're saved. We're saved. I'll tell you another way. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Expectantly. Expectantly. You see, I still believe God can change the situation. I believe God can change the situation. I believe he can overcome and overthrow all the opposition that man can throw up against him. I believe the Lord's able to take care of that, no problem. If he could use Gideon and 300 men to defeat the Midianites, hey, listen, what can he do with just one person? I don't know, no telling what he could do, all right? I believe the Lord can change it. Proverbs 21:1, the Bible says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. And as the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. I believe that. And I believe we ought to pray. I believe we ought to ask God to intervene, all right? Amen. I pray and God keep us safe. I've been praying that for weeks now. Lord, would you just keep us safe? Would you just keep your hand on us, keep us safe? Please do that, all right? And just take care of us. Man, the whole upheaval in the country, Lord, you're in control. Just keep us safe. Hey, I sing expectantly because I sing of his power expecting to see an exhibition of that power. Hey, I sing of his return, looking for him to split the eastern sky. I sing of his love, looking forward to enjoying more of it. I sing of his mercy, knowing that I'm going to need it again in the near future. Yeah, that's why you say, why do you sing? I sing expectantly. I sing expectantly. I believe we ought to do that. I believe we ought to do it. We're in a strange land. I know that. Preacher, times are hard. I know that. Now, God's been good to the majority of us. Majority of the folks, members of our church, have had a job. They're still working. Thank God. A lot of people have lost their job. Have no job. They're out of work. It's tough. Hey, God's been good to us. God's been good to us. But things are hard, and it is a difficult time. You say, is it going to get better? It doesn't look like it is anytime soon. And I'm kind of leaning in the direction of those that says it will be on November, all right? I kind of think it might get a little better, but I don't know. Could get worse. So how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Carefully. Make sure what we're singing is right. But willingly. Oh, we ought to be willing to do it. Willing to sing. We ought to be faithful to sing. God's been faithful to us. We can be faithful to him. We can honor him. Honor him. We ought to sing exuberantly. Man, I would hope a visitor come in our church and we're singing, I would hope they would think, you know, I believe these people believe what they're singing. I don't want to come in and they think, wow, it's the deadest bunch ever been around. I want it to be exuberantly. How should we sing? Expectantly. Expectantly. And last but not least, how shall we sing? Confidently. You said, why? Because everything's all right in my Father's house. Everything's all right. I mean, there's nothing wrong there. Nothing's happened. You know what? Nothing in all this stuff has gone on surprised him a bit. Now, we've been surprised, but it didn't surprise him. It didn't bother him whatsoever. Everything's all right in his house. Where there's joy, joy, joy. Oh, can I say this to you tonight? Don't let the world take away your song. Don't let the world's conditions get you down. Man, just don't do it. Pump yourself back up. Sing, like I said, until you get happy. You say, my singing's so bad, I get depressed. Well, then get somebody else to sing and listen to them until you get happy, all right? But, I mean, don't let the world get you down. I don't know about you, but I've got something to sing about. And as the writer's song said in our songbook, I'm going to sing until this poor, lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave. Yeah, not going to let the world take it away. Don't you let the world's conditions mess with you, all right? Don't let it happen. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you tonight that if there's anybody in this old world in the midst of trouble, in the midst of distress, in the midst of problems, Lord, if anybody can sing, we can sing. And Lord, we ought to sing. This is not the time for God's people to hang their harps on the willows and wail and moan about how tough times are. Lord, it's the time for us to show people what we've got's real. We've got a salvation that's real. We've got a security that's real. We've got a faith that's real. And Lord, in the midst of the midnight hour, we can sing praises unto you. Because, Lord, our God's a great God. He's able to change things. Lord, help us to keep on singing. In a strange land, just keep singing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Would you stand tonight? I have no idea how to give the invitation.